feel bad you're not enjoying the festival.
I can hear it just fine.
What do you think should be my last meal?
No need to be morbid. You'll bring down the morale of the whole group.
Just drawing the light in it. There's nothing else I can really do right now.
Well, you're at a festival, so I'd suggest enjoying it.
While I can.
Fran.
Alright, alright. I shouldn't have waited so long to come here. It's really amazing. I only heard about the culture, but didn't realize how easy it is for us to live out in the open.
The beauty of New Orleans.
Disgrace of New Orleans.
Disgrace? It's one of the only cities in the world that is bold enough to show what it's like for all of us to live together. What you find disgraceful is that it works.
You call that working? This plan is doomed to fail.
Don't bicker like children. You're both old enough to set your differences aside, and unfortunately, we actually need each other. And you agreed to this, Nathan, so you have no reason to complain at this point. Cole, how you doing up there?
The rain sucks. Other than that, I'm good.
Clear sign of her?
Yep.
Okay, from the trackers, everyone seems to be in position. So let's see. Cole, Samia, Irene up top, Nathan, Astrid and Jirani on the ground, us huddled in the car, and everyone else on standby. Right, so far so good. Well, ingesting the trackers gives them one less way to trick us. And here, I know everyone's whereabouts are accurate. Fran, what street are you about to walk past?
Barrack Street, by the espresso bar.
See? Real-time accuracy.
I don't like you being the bait.
I know, but it has to be me.
If they hurt you, I'm going to snap their necks.
I have some bite in me, you know.
Oh, not as much as me. You're on their list, sure, but like hell, I'm gonna let them tick you off it.
And that's why I called you for this, Samia.
And that goes for any other hunter listening in. You hear me? Backstab her, and I swear to every god I'll come for you.
What are you gonna do? Kill the help?
I'll kill the useless.
From the roof?
I have your position, idiot. I can get to you in less than 7 seconds, and then we'll see how useless you really are.
Oh, so scary. I've killed fledgling Vandellas more frightening than you.
Okay, settle down now. We're on the same side. How many times do I have to say it?
It'll be falling on deaf ears.
Not if we all play nicely
and... Don't talk to me like I'm a child. You might be the strongest in your little family, but test me and you won't see how this ends.
I didn't mean to offend you.
Not many people do when they open their mouths. And yet... some are better left closed.
Samia, come on. Him,
I know her.
We can trust. He has just as much reason to fight these guys as we do. And I told you what happened at his house. He's one of the good ones.
He's had plenty of time to perfect that persona.
You don't trust easily, do you?
And you do?
Touché.
I've lived twice as long as you have, so be careful.
Are you twice as cynical, too?
And twice as strong.
I have no reason to think otherwise.
And you'd be smart not to.
Samia! You're busy over there with your measuring contest, but there are two guys walking up.
How do they look?
Not shifty. Not having fun. Like they're on a mission. And they're definitely not human.
They have communications. Likely not security. They're walking straight to her.
Keep a casual pace, Fran. And don't talk.
Another two from the opposite direction. Casual clothing, and they don't look like they're here for the festival. I can't tell if they have communications.
Right, everyone. Be prepared.
Well, the rain isn't helping.
We need the rain, Astrid.
And so do they.
Well, we're smarter.
Is that what you tell yourself at night?
Fran, keep going south to the Mississippi River. Samir and Cole are near you.
Should we take them out?
No, we're still on plan A. We have to assume they're doing the same as us, and if they know what we're doing, we'll alert all of them. And for now, we can't tell how many there are.
But they're hunting only one vampire.
One that disappeared along with the target she was supposed to take out. They know she's being protected. Remember, Fran, the louder the better. Avoid the side alleys.
There's another group coming from the marketplace. She has to take a detour.
Okay. Instead, make your way to Esplanade Avenue. Once you get there, go north and stay on the street. We need to keep you in the French Quarter as if you're enjoying it and not running away. Otherwise, they'll know it's a trap.
You need to give them an opportunity. Otherwise, they won't bite.
Well, they've seen her before. And I've been told there are Trimedian members in the French Quarter. So, if this is a mission for them, we'll be seeing more people soon. And, with the rest on standby, we don't know how quick we'll be overwhelmed.
So, we have to play the waiting game. And be vigilant. For now. I am nervous, love, but I've planned for this. I've planned for it all. And I might be paranoid, but I'd rather be prepared than blindsided. I know there's a possibility. There always is, and there's always something you can never account for because it wouldn't make sense at the time. But we're all taking risks. Look. Cole and Samia see Fran from the back. Irene sees her from the front. And her blind sides are covered by those on the ground, but they're easier to kill.
They all fought that. And I'm the one still alive.
Because you got lucky.
Hundreds of victories must make me a lucky man.
I'd call them murders, not victories.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. I sleep like a baby every time.
Want a broken neck, too, for some more
Cut
support?
Cut it out. You're both acting like babies. Anyway, the three on top are positioned where they also have sightlines to the three below. We're out of the conflict for a reason, and we can only drive on roads that aren't closed off. If something happens, we have the predictable manners of escape ready, by roof, by foot, or by car. The expressway is my biggest concern, but those are covered as well, so we'll see. We have someone on standby should they try to escape on the river, but it's doubtful. If there is a base near New Orleans, then it'll probably be on the outskirts with no people, like by the lakes or the bayous.
And you trust them?
More than I trust some of you.
That's comforting, yeah.
It should be, even with all your squabbling. I don't trust easily. But I wouldn't have let you all help on this mission unless I had a semblance of that trust. Which I do for each of you. You have your reasons for being here, and I know you'll give it everything because, like me, you've been waiting for this. Some much longer than others. A common purpose is all we need. And after all this is over, you can go back to doing what you do best. I'm not here to argue. For once, I don't have time for it. We have one shot at this.
That I agree with. You know, after all this is over, nothing's gonna change.
I know, Giovanni. But it'll be one less thing to worry about, for all of us.
If we can manage to pull it off.
I think for someone so old, you'd have some more confidence in yourself.
It's not in me that my confidence lacks.
Poetic. Did you rip that from somebody?
I've known a few poets in my time. I gave some of them ideas, too.
Like who?
Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. The Bride of Corinth was written for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Nightly from my narrow chamber driven, come I to fulfill my destined part, him to see to whom my troth was given, and to draw the lifeblood from his heart. He hath served my will, more I yet must kill, for another prey I now depart. Fantastic work.
You're well versed in your literature.
I dabble. He never said a word about you.
No. He kept his knowledge of me to himself and expressed it through his writing instead. He was a brilliant man.
That's actually pretty cool.
You have a master's in literary arts, don't you, Astrid?
Yeah, there was a poetry workshop that talked about Goethe, and we had to replicate his style of writing for one of our assignments.
Nathan? Nathan, what's wrong? Samia, you're closest. Go to him.
Okay.
Don't worry, love. I've planned for this. Like this, we have no choice but to fight. What's wrong? You have Nathan?
I do, but he's not doing well. Hold on.
Drop it, die, and drink that shit.
Drink, or I leave you here to bleed out.
Just bloody drink. This isn't the time for hard-headedness.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Guys, there's a protest happening here.
What?
I'm getting blocked.
So am I.
Fran's moving away from you. Get on her now.
Damn.
Fuck.
What was it?
Looked like an explosion in the street.
Jirani? Astrid? You both alright?
Yeah, just give me a second.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Good. We still have eyes on Fran.
Whoa, wait. I can't see her anymore.
Fran?
Radio silence.
What does she do?
Fran, can you hear me?
I think she muted us, but her side is still active.
Is this gonna be a party or something?
Fran, don't...
I can't reconnect it.
Come at me!
I'm going.
No. Remember the plan.
I can take on all of them.
Great idea when we're trying to infiltrate.
Stop! She's taking the roads. Dontis, drive. Everyone, keep your distance.
She's moving towards Basin Street.
I know a way to get close.
Hurry, or you'll get stuck behind the traffic. Adrani, you're closest to Nathan. Get to him so Samir can join the roof team.
On it.
How is he?
Alive.
Just got... Let me sit here.
You'll be an easy target.
One less hunter for you to deal with.
See? No confidence in yourself.
She's heading towards the I-10.
Once she gets to the junction, I'll cover the east exit.
I'll cover the west and north.
As long as you don't let her out of your sight.
Ronnie, where are you?
Sorry for being human. Just go.
You need more.
No, I don't.
I can hear your heart straining and your stubbornness.
All right, she's on the I-10. We're coming up to it.
Gotcha. They were more prepared than we thought.
Wait, what do you mean?
Get out of the street.
Astrid.
Finish it.
Astrid!
Astrid! Fuck!
Jirani, you're almost with Nathan. Samia, I want you to look for Astrid.
Fran is more important to me.
And more people will be on her if you don't go to Astrid. You'll make quick work of them.
Yes, I will.
Nathan!
Hey, stranger.
I'll find Astrid.
How are you feeling?
Better every second. Thought I'd ever get healed by a vampire, but first for everything, I guess.
They must be searching for you. Get inside.
We shouldn't have to hide from them.
At this rate, we don't have to.
Less valuable when you're not human.
I'll rip those fangs out of your head.
Get inside now. There's a hotel near you at the end of the street.
Astrid's barely alive.
Then give her your blood.
I'm not a blood bank.
For today, you are.
Fran's going south on the US 90 bus.
Which means she'll either get off at Calliope Street or cross the bridge. My money's on the latter.
All right, I'm coming over.
This would be the time to call for backup.
Everyone north of the river, cross it, but maintain distance. We can't let them know how many we have on our side.
Nathan, Jirani, stay out of sight.
We're getting there.
Okay. Samia, drop Astrid to them when you're finished and join us.
You are right. There's nothing but the bayous down here.
Follow the trail.
I don't see any structures.
Well, if it was out in the open, someone would have found it by now. And according to Fran's tracker, she's out here somewhere.
Xanthus.
I know. But the others are closing in, and we might actually have a shot. All this time, they've been lurking and taking without any kind of pattern. Now we can anticipate it.
But we can't anticipate everything.
I know that too. I really don't think you should have come, love, but I don't think this will work without you. No, not afraid. I'd rather you be with me, so in the end, there's nothing I can really do. Despite being creatures of the supernatural, we all have one life. And up against our own, it's no different than you being up against a fellow human. There's no turning back now. Well, they knew what they signed up for. New Orleans is riddled with our kind, and because we don't know the true shape the Trimidian takes, it's hard to tell who's on what side. But if this goes well, by the end of it, we should have some sort of idea.
If all goes well.
You signed up for this too, remember?
I'm aware. And I'll do my part, whatever that may be.
After this, you don't owe me anything, you know?
Yes, I know. But this is not for the debt. For a lot of us, it is not for a debt.
If the others could talk, I would have had an earful just now. I can already hear them raving about how hunters could never be indebted to such a beast or whatever. But it's for the best. We're in their territory now, and we don't even know where it ends.
Then I'd like to say something.
What? And it better not be a heroic goodbye.
When have I ever been heroic? No, I just want to say thank you.
For what? I didn't do anything.
You saved me. And you gave me an opportunity to make my life worth something. Even if nothing comes from tonight, I've taken pride in myself for standing up and making my life count for once.
But your life's worth isn't measured by how much you do. You've put that on yourself, and you don't need to go out of your way to achieve
that.
I know.
But I need it. What if this is the spark that blurs the line between hunters and us? To be a part of that, wouldn't that be something?
It would be. But we've been hunted for centuries, and one mutual act doesn't wash the bloodstains away. It doesn't erase the scars we bear, the vengeance we carry. We don't have the power to break that kind of wheel.
You give up without even trying.
Because I know the truth of mankind. As long as they think of us as a threat, as creatures that'll wipe them out, their fear drives them to take us out first. We could be the most peaceful beings on this planet, but as soon as one of us, just one, shows their strength and the potential of what that could mean if we banded together, they wouldn't risk it, even if it never happened.
You talk as if you never loved them.
No, you just love them too much.
Maybe, but there are always exceptions, like the hunters who agreed to do this, and the human sitting right next to you.
I suppose.
Even for us, there are exceptions. You used to be human, so you should know it better than I do. There is goodness in you, just like everyone else.
But in some, the darkness runs too deep.
And in others, they only need a gentle hand to lift them out of it.
And I should be that gentle hand. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that sometimes all a person needs is to be shown another option.
I don't think humans deserve you, Dontus. You're too good for them. I wouldn't say it's naivety because you've lived longer than me and you've seen how the world was and is. I think you were meant for how mankind used to be before all the hatred and death.
There has always been hatred and death, but maybe it is my duty to show mankind what I see in them. To help them be better, to give them more than the pain the world gives them.
If that's not heroic, I don't know what is.
It's not my intention to be. I follow my beliefs.
Then perhaps there is something to what you see. This is new.
What?
Look, she seems to be circling a certain part of the land. Past the trail, do you see? Towards the lake.
But there's nothing down there but more bayou.
Did you hear that?
Faintly.
It sounded like a door, didn't it?
A heavy one.
Yes, love. And there's nothing else out here. No other structures? Not by the lake, at least.
Xanthus, look.
Wait. How is she going through that so quickly?
Boat?
No. I can't hear any strange water or new engine.
Her signal's getting weaker. Is it distance?
No, I don't think so. I don't think she's over ground anymore.
Underneath?
There's no other way.
I think you're right. She's going straight through. And that's impossible.
Beneath Lake Salvador. No wonder we've never found a base. And now she's gone. Great.
Xanthus, listen. They're coming. Marker point. South facing. To the right. Do what needs to be done. It'll be okay, love.
Where did you put them?
Xanthus.
No, I can feel their glow. I can feel it in my bones. And they need me. Hey! Let me out!
Calm down.
Don't you dare tell me to calm down.
Xandos, being this way is not good for anyone. You can't get out of here, I can't get out of here.
Well, I'm not the one sitting on my ass contemplating philosophy of how to get out of here, Dontis. I would think with your many years of experience, you would understand what it's like.
I don't know. I do not always have the answer.
The way you preach as if you always have the answer. I know when to conserve my strength, but right now that is not a possibility for me. Not when I don't know where they are.
You need to think more rationally.
Oh, easy for you to say when you're not doing anything to help.
We are in a familiar place, taken by who knows. You need to calm down and think.
I don't need to calm down. I don't need to think. I need to get out of here.
Think.
Fine.
Oh, whoa! Nice try. Come on, get in. You make a lot of noise. Understandable. Have a seat. Fine. Do what you like. What's your name? Sharp, aren't you? I do know it. And I know that you're not really an orphan. Because I was told from a very reliable source, and from what they told me, you actually have a remarkable background. Well, your entire lineage, if you trace it back far enough, it extends all the way to the 12th century. That's something to brag about, isn't it? Why would I lie? I find history fascinating, despite having lived through so much of it myself. I am a vampire, though enough about me. I want to talk about you. I don't know everything, but what I do know is that for a human you have some coveted qualities, the kind that some people wish for and even dream about to make their lives seem less mundane. You have a guardian angel perched upon your shoulder, ready to defend you by any means necessary, and burying the fact that you were even there. Do you know how rare that is? Yes, it is. And it surprises me every time I hear a vampire bonded with a human. I still don't know how it manifests, or if fate decides with purpose or at random. But from what I've seen, the bond is acutely unique. It's less of a bond and more of a tether. You apply pressure to one end, the other feels it. And if the tether breaks, both parts become lesser and incomplete. You sense each other in ways that seem impossible, tied together by something more than just a feeling. I'm more curious about you as a person rather than an extension of someone else. Why you? Why did fate choose you? The only thing you have going for you is your pedigree. It could have been chosen at any time, but it happens now, in this day and age. Something must be different about you, but I can't see what it is. Maybe you need a few more years. Well, your ancestry is filled with lords and ladies, people with astounding power who amassed enormous wealth, although that kind of thing is purely sociological and far too menial for something like fate to consider. I talk about fate so much because I believe in a higher power, a power that even the gods can't touch. One that everyone bows to without knowing. One that those who've been punished with pain can't see the reason for their suffering. It's difficult to look beyond the hurt when it almost consumes you, but with a fractured mind, you see it all. You see the balance, the many facets of our world, down to the very atoms. Sooner or later, fate deals its cards. And one of them was dealt to you. Maybe in a way you didn't expect. You've always wondered it yourself, haven't you? You've wondered why something higher seems to be looking out for others, but not you. As if you're not important enough. And to make matters worse, it feels like you were given more to deal with, maybe so that when you finally overcome your struggles, the reward will be that much sweeter. Time gives you that. I think human lives are far too short to see it all through. But for me, I've been alive for close to a millennia now, and still, there are things that haunt me. Things that time cannot mend. But sometimes, fate works in mysterious ways. One might not be able to mend, but they can heal in other ways. Meager, aren't they? Your angel and his sidekick. Brave. You think they're brave for what? Charging into battle without any kind of defense? That's not bravery. It's stupidity. I'm surprised they've both survived so long. I will kill you. But not right now.
Something's wrong. What is it? I don't know. I just have a feeling of dread before yourself. No. Love? You're too drunk, Xanthus.
Look at that. I didn't touch you at all. You reacted to what I said and he felt it in a different room. This is what I mean. This is what fate can do. In all of history, there has never been such a phenomenon among unrelated people. It's only bonds. At least, that's what we're aware of. And I want to find out why. There's no reason to kill you. We're just getting to know one another. And I think it's time we show ourselves. You'll know me soon enough.
Hello? Is this on? Can you hear me? It's been too long, Lawrence, my old friend.